Blog Talk Radio.
No one.
Welcome, babies. You are now tuned in with Miss P on the Intern Show. So everyone who's tuning in for the first time, I just want to say thank you. I hope it's not your last. And for all those that continue to support the Intern Show, I just want to say thank you for being amazing. Tonight, I am so excited to be talking to the amazing, sensational, I can go on and on and on, but I don't want to talk you guys' heads off because there's, like, one more track I want to play and get you guys in tune to with H-Town. G.I. and Shazam will be on. Yay! Miss P and Intern Show. Yeah, you know how sometimes I can get a little, you know, groupish, but who can't knowing that you're going to talk to these fellas, you know? Come on. So you guys remember them from Somebody Rockin' Knockin' Their Boots? I know I do, personally, okay? So basically, they have a new one out, and this one is Knocking Your Heels Off, and it's featuring Pretty Ricky and Jodeci. So I want you guys to, you know, get in tune with this. So you can get that track on your MP3 or iPod ASAP, because I've been listening to it ever since. So you guys enjoy and let me know your feedback. And if you guys want to call in to talk to GI and Shazam, it's 818-495-6975, or you can use our interactive chat room that is open during the time of the show to voice your opinion, and I will read them over the air for all you scaredy cats. I mean, this is like a great opportunity to finally get to talk to these guys, so definitely join in the conversation and don't be shy. Without further ado, here goes Knocking Your Heels Off.
Come in, baby. Yeah, you can take all that off. Keep your heels on.
Yes, Devontae.
Let me in your castle, baby, 'cause tonight is going down. I got it cocked and it's ready, baby, to take you to your highest high. Lay your sexy body down in my bed with your secrets in your high heels on. Baby, it's gonna be a special night, 'cause girl, I'm knocking
your heels off.
Ooh, wee, baby,
I'm knocking your heels off. I'm knocking your heels off. I'm beating down the walls tonight. I'm knocking your heels off.
I'm knocking your heels off.
I'm knocking your heels off. I'm knocking your heels.
Love and don't stop.
I'm beating down the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Devontae, Davin, Kings of Slow Jams.
Hey, this is Mark Gordon.
Yo, this is Black Rose.
And we'll avert too. Get in tuned with Miss P on the In-Tune Show.
Yay, guys. So that was knocking your heels off, okay? Definitely one of those, like, okay, you know, I'm ready songs, you know, and you guys know what I'm talking about. So without further ado, let's get in tune with H-Town. Hi, guys. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Miss P?
Yes, Miss P. I thought this was H-Town. What's going on?
No, it's wrong. It's Enigma.
Hey, Enigma. What's going on?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Waiting for H-Town.
They need to come back on because I was listening to them. I was like, oh, no, she's got H-Town on. I got to go in for that.
Exactly, exactly. So they should be calling in any second, girl. So I'm going to put you back on hold so you can tune in. And while we're waiting, we might as well listen to another song because, I mean, they have, like, a ton of them.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, so I appreciate you calling in, babes. Hold on, okay?
Okay, honey.
Yeah, so that was Enigma, guys. Lover, lover, lover. You know, I got all excited like H-Town, you know, but it's still just exciting that it's Enigma. So let's play da-da-da-da-da-da, Call Me Mr. Pac-Man by H-Town while we wait for them to give us a ring in.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
I'm ready to make you feel. Step in the shower, get it ready, baby. It's overdue and yes, I'm coming for you. Your body's yearning, let me fix it, baby. A lot of touching and kissing the right places. Yes, I'm confident, don't you worry, no. Bring out the freak and tell me what you want. I do it all different kind of ways, baby. I do them tricks in your body to make you know.
Every woman needs a lover.
Every woman.
A stone freak undercover.
I made a mess, you feel like no other. I'll never be there.
they call me.
Okay, I'm like, that's what they call me. All right. So anyway, guys, that was Call Me Mr. Pac-Man by H-Town. And without further ado, let's get Shazam on the line. Now I can start officially groupie mode, Shazam. No, how are you tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing good. Just, you know, kicking back, enjoying your tracks. You know, they're all awesome and sexy. It still has all that, you know, take your clothes off, dripping from it.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad y'all still feeling the music, you know?
Definitely. I mean, come on. Anybody that is in tune with H-Town knows that you guys will always have something sexy going on, okay? And this is why, you know, the ladies love you guys.
Well, we try.
Yeah, you're not trying, you're doing. So we appreciate you guys for that. I mean, years of just, you know, R&B, like, classics, in my opinion. I mean, I still listen to every song. Thin Line Between Love and Hate, I mean, Knocking the Boots, whatever. I'm in tune to them all. So now I'm so excited that I have, you know, Knocking Your Heels Off and Call Me Mr. Pac-Man, and I appreciate you. Love them.
I'm glad y'all love all the music, you know. Happy all the fans still loving it. So, you know, we just try to just keep the music going for the fans out there, you know.
And definitely. I think we have G.I. on the line now. G.I., is that you?
Yeah.
Hi, G.I.
What's going on?
What's going on? You guys don't even know, like, I have, like, the biggest, like, Kool-Aid smile on my face. Seriously. I'm sure you guys seen that commercial, the Kool-Aid guy, you know, with that big old gigantic jug with the face.
That was pretty big.
We doing
smile.
Good. Huh?
With the gigantic jug.
Smile,
yeah. Yeah, it is. It's huge. So get us in tune with this new album that you guys are working on because, you know, like I was just saying, G.I., to Shazam that, you know, I'm always going to be a fan, a supporter, and a little bit of a groupie of you guys, okay? A little bit of a groupie because I still have to remain a lady, but it's definitely just good music. I love them all. It's not one that I've listened to so far that you guys have sent that I dislike. So what was the whole, you know, well, we know the theme behind I Appreciate You, but can you guys, like, share a little bit of what you guys were thinking about when you came up with that one?
Which one, I Appreciate You, or?
Yeah, I appreciate you because I was able to watch the video today, and I was like, wow, this is really touching. So tell us a little bit about it.
I appreciate you. I Appreciate You was just a song, you know, kind of showing the other side of H-Town, you know, that just show more mature side of H-Town. And, you know, we had dealt with some spousal, we dealt with people in our family that dealt with spousal abuse and stuff like that. So it's just an issue that we just like wanted to touch on. You know, we did an album called The Ladies Edition, maybe like in the late 90s, and we dedicated the whole record to women. You know, so we had an aunt that had passed from spousal abuse and stuff like that. So we decided, you know, we kind of bring it all back again. So, you know, I Appreciate You just kind of showing the other side of H-Town, that all our songs are not, you know, just about sex. It's just almost kind of like, you know, just showing a... You know, we appreciate women and show more of a sensitive side of H-Town other than just the sex. You know, we got the sex, too, but, you know, we wanted to just show more mature side. So that's kind of how we really came up with that song and the video concept and everything just through and our family we had. We were dealing with that issue in our family, with our family members.
Yeah, that's really, like, deep of you guys because, honestly, you know, I haven't seen a lot of, you know, singers or artists put all of that together before in a video. Usually it's about sex or cars or jewelry or, you know, something negative, but it's never really about, like, real issues and people coming out really saying, well, I did this because this is what's really happening in the real world in my life, and, yeah, this is our dedication to that. So thank you guys for, you know, touching on that because that goes on every single day and, you know, just putting that out there so people can, like, gravitate to that and feel you guys on a different level because, like you said, being in mainstream, your supporters are kind of on the other end, like, yay, you know, the sexy guys and whatever and their voices and the lyrics and stuff like that, but you never really get to see, like, that sensitive side, that in-touch side. Like you said, Shazam, that mature side. So thank you for sharing that with us, because that opened up a whole new door, in my opinion, for the ladies out there, seeing that you guys can, you know, relate to that.
Right. Yeah, we can make love to you, and we can romance you, and we can treat you like a woman, too, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit of everything, you know?
You know, for real, look, don't start, no. I'm like, yeah, romance you sing to you, you know, grind for, you know, okay, excuse me. Sorry, I digress.
That's funny.
I digress,
you know, we've always wrote from day one songs just for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, from day one, from, you know. So we've always been just catering to the women since 93.
It's definitely true. Even, like, with the Pac-Man song, that's like, it's cutesy to me, and it's still sexy at the same time. You know, yummy, 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 yum, yum.
Right.
I like it. So we, you know, came to mind when you guys put that one together.
Just kind of like, you know, going to me.
No one rushed to, you know, answer
about,
that one.
We was really thinking about pleasing, you know what I'm saying? Pleasing, you know, pleasing our woman and just making her feel like she's, you know, the best woman in the world, you know what I'm saying? So just more just, thinking about pleasing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we wrote that. It's kind of freaky, but tastefully at the same time. Not just coming out, just right out, just saying, you know, what it is. It's kind of subliminally, you know, I guess if everyone's going to relate what we say in the song, but it was really just us about pleasing our woman and making her feel good. That's basically
what
it was.
That's what it was. And, you know, I got that all the way without even having to go any further. Like, great concept, guys. I'm telling you, you guys really know how to, you know, romance a lady subliminally. Like, that's awesome. I love it. Love it. So how hard was it, like, getting Jodeci and Pretty Ricky together on Knocking Your Heels Off? Because it looked like you guys was having a good time in that video.
Well, we had did the first song with just us and Jodeci, and it started out with H-Town, and then, you know, Casey and JoJo heard the record, and they liked the record. And then all of a sudden, the whole group heard the record, and was like, you know what, they all kind of want to be a part of it, you know, instead of, you know, it's just like, we all kind of, it's like they heard the record, and they all, like, man, this would be something. So we asked them, man, what y'all like to be, you know, on it, and they was like, man, you know, I like that record, that's a nice little, you know, comeback. So it's like, cause they first started out with just Casey and JoJo, then went from Casey and JoJo to the whole group, Jodeci, and then Pretty Ricky had remade Knockin' the Boots, so it kind of just like, gave us an idea, or maybe we should put the legends with the new school, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, Pretty Ricky kind of reached out and like, man, we would love to be a part of it. We're like, well, maybe that may be a great concept to, you know, have, because Pretty Ricky is more of the new school of today, and then you have the H-Town and Jodeci, it was from more of the 90s, and kind of combined together. So, you know, we just combined it all together and came up with the remix, you know, so it's two versions out. You know, you got the H-Town and Jodeci, then the remix is the H-Town, Jodeci, and Pretty Ricky, which is the king of slow jams remix.
Yeah, and I love the title, too, The Kings, because they are, all you guys are amazing in your own right, but I was just like, dang, like, wow, this is amazing, and it's a smart concept. It's definitely a smart concept, because, I mean, really, who don't love you guys, and who don't love Jodeci and Pretty Ricky?
Yeah.
That was a no-brainer. Definitely a no-brainer. So what are you guys are working, what are the other projects you guys are working on outside of music?
We're working on a reality show that me and Shazam are going to be featured in. And we have a couple of music acts that we're producing, so we're trying to get more in the CEO chair, you know, Steph's bringing out H-Town. We're going to bring some more Grown and Sexy from other artists that we know, like their sister Crystal and things like that. And we also getting an executive producer chair, so we are executive producing the films now, too. So we're getting our foot in every door we can, you know what I'm saying? It's that time. We've been doing it for 20 years now, so it's time to venture out and spread our wings.
Absolutely. So how about, like, when the producer and stuff like that aspect of it, because I was asked by one of the supporters to ask you guys, are you guys looking for artists? Are you branching up out in that direction as well?
We're looking at other artists and stuff like that right now. Like I said, like you said, we right now we have a few artists right now that we are working on. We had a little time. We don't like to get too much on our plate, but if it's just something that really blows us away, you know, we really will take interest in it. But they have to really blow us away. But as of now, we do have a few artists that that's on our plate that we are just working with, and looking to try to, you know, bring some new talent out and stuff like that, along with also just getting H-Town back out there and putting our thing back together.
Absolutely. So that's inspiring, you know, for, like, a lot of people that definitely look up to you guys and stuff like that. I have some questions in the chat room, if it's okay, and you guys can respond to them. Phoenix, first of all, says that, you know, team knock her heels off, she's created a new team for you guys. And also she thinks that it's awesome that you guys are branching out in that direction when you do. And can you please ask them, are they on tour? So are you guys on tour? Because didn't you guys just do a tour, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah. We are working on putting the tour together. We do it right now. We're doing a lot of spot dates. So we have been doing shows, you know, I mean, all across the United States of America, but we're in the process of trying to put a tour together. Hopefully kicks off sometime next month, the middle of next month sometime. So we are working on putting some stuff together, and we are doing a lot of spot dates right now.
So do you kind of have an idea of what cities you aiming for, or are you still working on that as well?
It's in the early process right now. So, I mean, we know most definitely we'll probably try to do, like, Dallas and Houston, San Antonio. We may do some stuff on the West Coast, L.A., New York. So it's just like right now, the cities, they routing it right now. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of routing it, everything well, the best for us to go. Then we got other acts from there, like Silk and Troop and Shy and people like that. You know, so it's like they just kind of like routing it where everybody was. What's everybody's strongest markets? Where the tour product is really going to go?
Well, I do hope that it falls into New York, because that's where Miss P is. And if that's the case, forget about it. It's on.
Okay.
It's on. I'm not gonna wear any heels, so you guys don't have to, like, blow me away by the singing and knock them off. Okay. I'm just gonna come barefooted. No, I'm just kidding.
You can come to any city. You can come to any city, any state, and you got VIP. So you good wherever we at.
Yay! I heard it here. I have VIP, guys. Like, don't get me all, like, giddy over here. I have to remain strong while I have you guys on the line with me. Seriously, stop it. So who can you say, like, along your journey has been, like, your, you know, major influences in your life, whether it's someone that's in mainstream or someone in your family?
Where's your?
We love, like, a lot of the old school cats, like Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, you know, Luther Vandross. Of course, you know, the great Michael Jackson and groups like New Edition, you know, Jodeci. We were big fans of Jodeci, and now we're the best of friends. You know, we kick it almost every other week. You know, we're doing a tour together every other weekend. But, yeah, a lot of the old school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Donny Hathaway, you know, just we get out, you know, that's, you know, we try to keep that real R&B going, and we hope that a lot of other acts will follow, because a lot of the stuff going on right now, there's too much auto-tune going on. So we're trying to take it back to the real R&B.
Well, I'm so happy that you guys are doing that, because you know what? Honestly, people call me an old fogey, because I'm just, like, I listen to you guys. I have all your songs on here. Like, Phoenix just saying that she listens to Thin Line and Love and Hate. She says she likes everything, how you remade everything with the one that you did. And she's just, like, she just love you guys, and she's just, like, excited. And so am I, because, you know, like you just stated, G.I., They have, like, so overrated, like, R&B now, like, washed it down so much that it's, like, really, what am I listening to? So I'll take it back to, like, Marvin Gaye. So don't ever come to any of my get-togethers, guys. Well, you can, because you guys can relate. But no one, like, that's in my life now loves to come. because it's like, hey, put on some Lil Wayne. Like, I like Lil Wayne, don't get me wrong, but I can't relate to him on every, you know, like on some like chill out and relax mode. Like, I can't. I can throw on It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate and, you know, do my paperwork and, you know, relax and drink a glass of wine. I can't do that with, you know, Jay-Z and et cetera. Again, I'm not throwing dirt on nobody. I love the world. But it's just certain type of music that, you know, is missing, and you guys are definitely on track by bringing it all back, so I'm excited about it.
Definitely.
And personally, I mean, for real, like I said, come to New York or whatever, I'm definitely going, I'm there with bells on. You will hear me coming. I'll probably stop the show. You probably hear the bells through the show, in the middle of the show for me. For me jumping around acting like a nutball. So how has the reception been, you know, since you guys dropped these new tracks that you have out? Like, what are people's feedback?
Oh, it's been very, you know, been very great, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just happy that we still doing it and happy that we are putting the music into the market. And our fans are just very pleased. They're just, you know, happy, to, you know, sometimes because everything about groups like the 90 groups is like, it's a memory for them, you know what I'm saying? It's like every H-Child song or even just any 90s group, period. That's W.D. from Silk to Boys to Men. A lot of people have memories, you know, where they was at this time when that song was on. So a lot of fans appreciate that artists like myself and other artists are still doing the music and touring. So we've been getting a great response from all the songs that we put out.
Absolutely. I'm definitely, like I said, I keep saying it and I keep saying it because I'm just trying to get all the people that are tuned in that are not really gravitating. They need to. They really need to gravitate to music. If you're going to listen to music, listen to music. And H-Town definitely have that flavor going on right now and always had the flavor going on. So I know I'm an avid supporter forever and ever. Please get in tune with these guys ASAP or drop the ball. Y'all know my lingo. Don't do it. Don't drop the ball. So, ever, like, get tired of all the attention? Because, come on, let's not play here. Like you just said earlier, Shazam, you guys have been doing this for over 20 years. And when I first got your press kit and I look, you know, open up the pictures, I had to, like, literally sit down. Like, it was no more standing looking at the pictures. It was more like, wow, let me take a seat and really, like, observe. You guys look amazing. Amazing. Still just as fine as yesterday. Thanks. Like, what the hell are y'all doing? Because I need the secrets, okay? I need the youthful secrets.
Living. Just living. We just living.
I mean, like, that's too much. That's 20, right. That's 20 years of sexiness, like, plus the time before you guys were even, you know, out in the mainstream. It's like, come on. That's a lot of years of sexiness. What's going on? What's keeping y'all young over there?
I just think that, man, just that we just kind of turned to, you know, back then we was young. A lot of people don't realize we were teenagers, too, back then, a little bit. So I just think now it's more we men now. And just trying to take care of ourselves and try to stay stress-free as possible. A lot of times stressful. You know, and then the drugs, we stay away from the drugs. You know, we drink a little bit, but I don't really do no type of drugs. I mean, the drugs thing, I think that plays a big part of people staying away from the drugs. A lot of artists like myself, they get caught from doing drugs and, you know, a lot of that the fast life and it kind of like, you know, wear and tear on your body, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of stayed away from the drugs. I mean heavy stuff like, you know, heroin, cocaine, crack, you know. I never, you know, we maybe did the typical things like, you know, a drink here and there. Drink some wine or just drink, you know what I mean? That's like kind of everybody does that. But we we try to stay away from that because it has been introduced. I have been introduced somewhere in my career where I've been at award shows, they try to sell me cocaine and heroin and crack and everything. And they have a dope man walking around the Soul Trail Music Awards trying to get you some crack or some dope, you know what I'm saying? So I just think that's what it was with us. So we just kind of never down that path. So we don't, you know what I'm saying? We stayed away from that, Pat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So what I started off asking, really, because I always distract myself because I'm so silly, but definitely because, you know, do you ever, like, get tired of all the attention that you guys get, like, you know, from supporters and, you know, just in general? Like, can you just walk down the street without being approached?
Now, we don't need, never get tired of that. You know? I mean, I think that's a good thing. I mean, they not, if people not screaming for you or hollering for you no more, that means you're not, yeah, you're not relevant no more. So I mean, I don't think we ever really get tired of that. I mean, honestly, I'm not even. That may sound crazy, but I'm not even used to it yet. You know what I'm saying? It's like we still like we're not even used to it. It's like when we do concerts and you know, sometimes you get that crowd to where they just like anything you do, they just hit the floor. We just say boom. So you can say H, and they just fall out. You're like, whoa, you know, it's like, you know, you still, it doesn't get you. I mean, I don't know, I'm not used to that still, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, so it's like, it almost makes your career feel like it's brand, like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I can't hate tripping like that, you know? So it's like, you know, we don't get tired of that, really. I mean, I don't know, G.I., I don't. What about you, G.I.?
No, I love it.
Yes, and I love how Shazam just said, you just say H. And it's true, though, because I've been to tons of concerts, and all you have to do is say is A, and they're like, ah, you know, it is. It's like that. But I think most of all, it's terribly exciting. This, like, is really exciting for me to talk to you guys tonight and maintain, you know, the show without being like, oh, my God, every 2 seconds. You know what I mean? But it's like that. Right. When you admire someone that's out there in the public eye like that, and to actually be, like, although in a concert you're surrounded by, like, 50 million other people, but to just be in the same area or, you know, surroundings as the person that you adore so much is just like overwhelming, and that's what it all is all about. Like, so just say age or just flash a picture on the screen. I can see people like, oh my god, because you're just like so excited. It's like a kid at Christmas.
We don't get tired of that, you know. I think that's a good thing, you know. So it's almost like, man, the media, like, a lot of times people kind of, you know, they kind of they complain about the media, but you really need the media, you know what I'm saying? You also need the media, too, to really keep your face out there, to keep yourself relevant in the public eye. It's like sometimes when you're in the public eye, it goes with the territory, you know, when you got the paparazzi. But it could be bad in a way, but it also is a good thing. So you got the paparazzi following you, that means you must be worth something, so they want to get a picture of you to sell it. So, you know, I just say go hand in hand with the territory. You got people, you know. Now, we ain't never really had to deal with that type of problem, the paparazzi and stuff like that. But
that's because we don't live on the West Coast.
Yeah, we out in the South. We in the South side, so we ain't got nobody paparazzi. We ain't got that out here, you know, where people, you know, following you with cameras. And one time I was in L.A., I did get some paparazzi a little bit. And I'm like, man, y'all on me like that? Why y'all paying attention to me like that? Now, come on, man. You know, and they talk.
Like, come on,
they
man.
And after it was like my manager was drunk, but the dude, I guess he got back to H, so I said, no, that he's not a part of H-Town. He's not H-Town. So y'all gonna go print and say one of the guys from H-Town was drunk. You're going to print the wrong thing. When you show him, they're going to see that, and that's not H-Town. But he was, at the time, our manager, and I remember we was coming out the club, and the paparazzi was waiting there, and they was like one of the H-Town boys. I don't know if he was stumbling or what, and I had to go over there and say, but he's not from H-Town. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, you know, I mean, in L.A., when you out there with all that type of attention, they will try to put you on blast out there, too. I mean, any negative thing, they'll try to, you know, but I guess that comes along with the territory, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have to worry about that out here.
Exactly. So that's a good thing about being there. So Venus typed in a question in the chat room. She wanted to know what was the most challenging moment in your career, in your, you know, the group's career, that you guys had to overcome.
Well, you know, my brother had passed. You know what I'm saying? So that was like a great challenge for us to overcome that and to continue the group. And to continue to put out music and to keep doing it. So, you know, when that happened to us, it was like, you know, we was kind of lost for a minute. Like, where we want to go? Do we want to continue to sing, or do we want to pursue something else? Or do we just kind of want to let the H-Town thing go? So it's like that was very, very, very. So it's like at the time we give our fans all the credit for, you know, helping H-Town to survive and the kind to maintain, to want to keep doing the music. Again, so, you know, that was, like, very, very hard for us to overcome when Dino, which is my brother, the one third of H Town that has passed, and for us to still be here doing today was to be doing it and still getting the love from it was a very challenging thing to overcome.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And you know, prior to you guys coming on the show, you know, I was just kind of doing a little research and stuff like that. And you're totally right. There's nothing negative about you guys out there. So hats off to that, you know, because some people, you Google them, you see all kind of stuff happening and going on. Although my show is not, you know, comprised of, like, the negative aspect of anybody. So you can have, like, drag somebody down the street. I'm still not going to talk about that on the show because I don't think that, you know, that's a way of celebrating somebody's presence on your show, like talking the negative part of whatever they're going through in their life. The past is the past, right? But what I'm trying to say is that the song The Day I Died, I literally, like, tears were, like, literally coming to my eyes. And, I mean, you sang it so beautifully. I was like, oh, my God, how come I'm just getting in tune with this song? Like, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful, the words, everything. And, you know, I just want to say that you guys did a really, really good job with that. It's beautiful. I love it. I really do.
Man, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Yes, definitely. Don't thank me, you know. That's all you guys right there. I thank you. This is my, like, salute to you guys because, you know, there's nothing really you guys could do. You can make a song about pancakes. I think I'll like it.
That was when you got some true hard fans. You start making songs like that, peanut butter and jelly.
I know. That's how I knew that I was, like, a real supporter.
I'm gonna make a sandwich by ham and chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna love it, and I'll probably start
like
eating ham too. I'll probably start eating ham too because I don't eat it. So
yeah.
If you start singing about it, I may just have to convert. Seriously,
yeah.
I'm gonna have a ham sandwich.
But you got some artists out there like that. I think Michael Jackson was an artist like that. I think whatever Michael Jackson put out. I mean, I don't care what it was, you know, people gonna steal like, man, I don't mean, if they don't like it, they gonna fire with it like it, or it'll grow on them, you know. Michael Jackson, anything he put out, people like.
Exactly. And what about, like, R. Kelly, when he said, feeling on your boo-hootie, your boo-hoot, and I was like, really, R? But it was just like, I was at his concert the next time he was in New York. So I'm just saying, that's what happens. Like, you could put out, some people could just do anything, and it's just A-OK. It's just A-OK. So outside of, you know, the music and the reality show and all that, is there anything else that you guys want to put out there in the universe to let guys know to stay in tune with you guys with?
Yeah. I guess, you know, everybody knows that, you know, the new album is coming, you know, Child Support. That's the name of the new album is Child Support, you know. So we still catering, you know, actually the fans gave us that name because everywhere we go, they always asking us, man, I made 4 babies off y'all's song, so y'all owe me child support. So, you know, but we just heard that so much, we said, well, that's the name of the new album right there. So, you know, the fans named the new album is coming out, Child Support, so, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good one, Child Support, because you guys, it's like that, but that should make you, I mean, how does it feel to know that you guys cause a lot of these people to have, like, 18 kids apiece running around? How does it make you feel? Do you feel some type of obligation? No, I'm just kidding.
We feel like we got a lot of stepchildren, with God daddies, to a lot of children and stuff like that, and that's how we feel. You know, so I actually do a little skit in my cousin where I joke with the crowd about that. You know, because a lot of time our audience, you know, it'll be a lot of females and not only just female but males. You know, you can think, okay, the audience is gonna be a little older, but a lot of time it'd be females in the audience 23, 24. 21, 25, and they know all the music. And I be wondering how do they do the music, but it's like they mom was like, man, we grew up on this, you know what I'm saying? Our mom played around the house. So it's almost like when Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder and all those guys were just hot, you know, I was little when they really were just hot. So, you know, I kind of, you know, like, because that's my favorite thing to do when I'm in the audience or I'm talking to fans. I'm like, how old are you? And they were 23, 24, 25. I was like, oh, okay. So, you know what? Well, you know about age, child, you know? So they, you know, they just like the music kind of just trickled down to another generation. So,
right.
And that generation right there, the ones that's 22, 23, or 24, You know, I was like, you know, y'all probably could Steve off of H-Town, you know? So, you know, we joke with the fans a lot about that.
Right. It's right. It's so true because it's the same thing, you know, when I was talking to LeVert, too. They were saying, you know, how they're amazed that people that's like 18 know their music. It's true. And that's right there. It's like history. That's history. You guys are in history. I mean, oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, I love you guys. I really do. And, you know, I'm not going nowhere. No matter which I make, whether it's about chicken, ham, ice skating, I mean, whatever it is, like, I'm staying in tune with you guys. So here and there you will see me tweeting, you know, follow H-Town, whatever, whatever. Don't get annoyed with me. It's just my way of showing love to you guys. Oh, no. So that people that are not in tune to the fact that you are on Twitter, now they're like, okay, H-Town's on Twitter. I didn't know that, you know. So I'm hoping that anything that I do, and anytime you guys want to come back on the show or just, you know, hit me up and say, hey, listen, why don't you just promote this for us or whatever on the show. We're family, in my opinion, so I'm always here for you guys to support any way that I can. And if you guys are in New York and don't tell me, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do to you guys. Knock your heels off.
What part of New York in?
Well, I'm actually in Westchester County, but that's right outside of, like, New York City, the city, like, Manhattan part of it. I'm only, like, 45 minutes away.
I post everything, so you will know on Twitter and where city we're going to, because I post every city we go to. So I blast it out every day when I know the city's locked in and confirmed.
Okay, that's not a problem. And I'm going to inbox you guys because I know that we're following each other on Twitter, my phone numbers, just so I can reinforce that y'all better stay in tune with me.
Most definitely.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can find. Oh, before I do that, I always like to know from each of you, can you please tell us what's the best advice you were ever given, whether it's from like a loved one or someone that you met along your life's journeys?
You want to go first, y'all, or you want me to?
I guess not to get caught up in all the hype of the music industry, because it can take over your life and take you in the wrong direction, you know, and to make sure that you have great business people around you that are really about your best interest, rather than having a bunch of yes people around you. You never want to have yes people around you, period. You want people to tell you when things are wrong and this, that, and the other, instead of people just telling you yes, even though they think it's wrong, you know, and stuff like that.
Right. And you, Shazam?
Yeah. Mainly, you know, I mean, I can say for my grandmother, my grandmother always was big on God, to keep God first, and, you know, always, you know, seek God for answers and keep yourself and stay prayerful, you know what I'm saying? And then, another thing, to be trying to be the best at whatever you're trying to do. Like, when I got that actually from Roger Troutman, the late Roger Troutman, you know, just do the best. I always try to make songs, you know, classic, you know, try to make hit songs, not just making, you know, a lot of times people make one-hit wonders, but try to, you know, be a group that can sustain through the time, you know, make music to try to sustain the time, you know, basically years after you're not even hot no more, but your music still is just as strong as it was back when it was hot, you know what I'm saying? So that's some of the best advice I received, you know, through my career, like from my grandmother and the late Roger Troutman.
Right. So what kind of advice would you each give to artists that's, you know, aspiring to, you know, one day follow behind you guys' footprints? Like, what would you let them know about the business? Because we all know that it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So what would you convey to them, you know, that they should be in tune with on their journey to, you know, stardom?
Right.
Go ahead. Where'd you?
Go ahead. I mean, I guess I can really say, I mean, you really have to have thick skin in this business. But in any business that you are the boss and the CEO of, you're going against other bosses, and everybody wants that number one spot. So they're going to always do some evil or some kind of tactic to try to get you out of that number one spot, even if they have to spread rumors, you know. Or your business really has to be intact, because there's a lot of people that's out to take what's yours and just steal all your money if you let them, you know what I'm saying? So you really have to have good people around you read those contracts and really be driven and really love the music, be in it for the love of music, because you're not in for the love of music, you're not going to survive long, you know. But And also, I always pray about it. I always have God in your prayer, and I always have make God a centerpiece of everything that you do, so that you can stay peace, have peace in your mind, and really keep going and keep moving forward throughout the bad times and the good times.
Absolutely. And you, Shazam?
And I would say, you know, if you do ever become, you know, just to make some money and be a professional, you know, just try to save it and invest it properly and just don't never think you're going to get so big to where you can't go broke or that, because that's where a lot of, I think, happens to a lot of artists. Like, you know, you be hot, you be so hot, you think it's not going to ever end, or you're not going to ever, you know what I'm saying? So I would say when you do make a lot of money, you need to invest it properly. You need to, you know, live under your means. You know, you make it half, be a millionaire, but you shouldn't be living like a millionaire. You should be living under your means, you know, like, you know, not on top of your money or with your money, but beneath your money, you know what I'm saying? So, and just in case, you know, anything go wrong, because you're not, you know, you might not be happy ever. So the best thing to do is to invest your money and try to manage your money and balance it properly. That's what I would say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That everything you guys have conveyed tonight is definitely something that everyone, I hope, is taking notes on and, you know, getting in tune with that, because that's like the biggest, you know, question coming into the music world that everybody's worried about, how you do this and how you do that and what about this and what about that. So I hope that pretty much clears it up for everyone. So if you guys are not following H-Town, please do so now at H-T-O-W-N for the number 4, Life. Follow them ASAP. Get in tuned with their tracks that I played tonight. Call me Mr. Pac-Man, knocking your heels off. I appreciate you. And when I'm done talking with these gorgeous fellas, I'm about to play One Friend. So, G.I. and Shazam, I just want to say that I really, really appreciate you taking the time to get us in tune with you tonight. There's no words that can express how, you know, grateful and open that I am that you guys came on the show. And I just hope that, you know, this is not our last interaction with each other on some level. Like I said, I'm not trying to be a stalker and jump on the bandwagon. Oh, H-Town's on now. I'm trying to be their best friend. No, I just want you guys to know that I'm not the type of individual that, you know, just get what I want, like have H-Town on and then lose that connection, because I definitely want to be able to, like, outsource whatever I can do to help as far as, like, the growth and development of not only myself but for the group as well, if you guys can understand that. I'm here. Yes, I'm about to do that right now, guys. So thank you again for being, like, the hottest guys I know right now, seriously.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and don't think. And then I'm also going to be requesting, like, I don't care what picture you guys have, but I want you guys to sign one of those pictures so I can put it in a frame and send it to me, to Miss P from G.I. and Shazam. I would be so open.
Definitely. We're going to tell all our fans that we love y'all out there in New York. So y'all keep your head up and be looking out for more H-Town. We'll be coming that way real soon.
Yes, definitely. And Fina said thank you. It means a lot to her. And, you know, she can't wait to get the new album. Okay, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Right,
yay, guys. So that was H-Town, G.I., and Shazam. Love them. Got to love them. I mean, they stayed so grounded throughout their 20 years in this business. And look how, like, laid back they are. Most people that are still in the business from 20 years ago, they act like, you know, they doo-doo don't stink, so to speak. So definitely loving the fact that we've been having, like, a lot of amazing guests on the Intune show that are grounded and willing to take the time to talk to us, because, you know, it's not a lot of them that's willing to do that, no matter what position or role they play in life. Everybody sometimes feel that they're above the law. So now that you guys have, you know, gained on them, I hope you guys do follow them and stay in tune, download their music, check them out, and try to make it to the concert in your town. For all those tuning in for the first time, I hope it's not your last. And for all those that continue to support the Intune show, I hope that, you know, you find it enjoyable at all times. Have a great evening, and tune in with me tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to have our Intune View on health and wellness. We're going to have Dr. Lila Wolf on. We're going to have Secure a Cure for MS. We're going to have Nancy on that has lupus, and we're going to be talking to Dawnta Phillips that suffer from thyroid problems. So basically, tomorrow's show is basically I'm going to have Dr. Wolf give us an overview on ways that we as a community could be healthier with our way of living. Now, I'm not talking about as far as like, oh, am I overweight or whatever, whatever. I'm talking about whether you're overweight or not, just basically holistic ways of healing the body without all of the drugs, the medications, the surgery, and all the things that these medical doctors, excuse me, put us through in order to gain, because it's just all goes hand in hand with that government thing that they'll just tell you, hey, take a flu shot, you know, but they don't tell you what's in the flu shot. So tomorrow, tune in at 6 p.m. The show is from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune in and gain on that. I'm going to be giving away free massages for those who live and reside in New York City, so that way you can recoup it. And if someone, you know, wins the giveaway, I'll figure out something to send to you guys if you're in another state. So definitely stay in tune with the Intune Show, because it's not just music, okay? We love the music, but it's not just music. So until tomorrow, guys, stay in tune. Love you, babies. Here's Friend by H-Town.
Told me you turned her on. She read my status saying, boy, you got it going on. You're my girl. You want a girl. You got me fantasizing about you in my world. She inboxed me with a little sexy don't know. She said, daddy, won't you please call my cell phone. I want to play with it now. You want to ride my well camera's on.
I'm a number one. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go.